And the truth is, the Bible in its totality, Old Testament, New Testament, supports slavery. If we recognize anything, if we converge on any point in ethical terms now, it's that slavery is evil. Nowhere in the Bible is this evil recognized, much less repudiated. The slaveholders of the South were on the winning side of a theological argument. They knew it. They never stopped talking about it. The best God does in the Old Testament is to admonish us not to beat our slaves so badly that we injure their eyes or their teeth, or not to beat them so badly with a rod that they die on the spot. If they die after a day or two, no problem. I think it should go without saying that this is not the kind of moral insight that got rid of slavery in the United States. Or consider the treatment of women. I mean, for millennia, the great theologians and prophets of our religions have set to work on the riddle of womanhood. And the result in various times and places has been widow burning and honor killing and genital mutilation, a cultic obsession with virginity. Just other forms of physical and psychological abuse, so kaleidoscopic in variety as to scarcely admit of being summarized. Now, I have no doubt that much of this sexist evil predates religion and can be ascribed to our biology, but there's no question that religion promulgates and renders sacrosanct attitudes toward women that would be unseemly in a brachiating ape. Now, while man was made in the image of God, into these forced marriages with men they have never met, and you will realize that these kinds of religious opinions have consequences.